Hey, I'm here with Diego Elias. We just finished the Salt Lake City Open, and Diego won three games to love over Ryan Kaskeli in a great match. Went over probably over 90 minutes, and just talking to Diego about the match, especially the first game, which was about 40 to 45 minutes, wasn't it, Diego?
Yeah, it was a very tough match. He's a very good player. I have never played him before, but I knew it was going to be hard. The match was very long for only three games. It was like 90 minutes for three games, so that's so long. The first game, I think, decided the match. Mm-hmm. It was very long and very hard, and I could win it, I think, 13-11.
Yeah. And it seemed, if my recollection is correct, there was both of you had game balls, multiple game balls. Is that right? Is that your memory as well?
Yeah, we both had game balls. Yeah. I was 10-9, and I think he was 11-10. Yeah. But yeah, it was very hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and the second game was overtime as well, if I remember. Is that right?
Yeah, he was 10-8 in the second game.
Yeah.
And I won 12-10.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember he had a couple of game balls in the second game. Just give me your impression of the overall experience of playing here in Salt Lake.
It was a great tournament, very nice. A lot of people watching all the matches since the first day, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. Well, we like having you. That was everyone commented to me about your overall ability to raise your game when the games got closer and tougher. What kinds of things go through your mind in those tight situations? Any advice for club level players in that regard?
I don't know. I just played.
just play. Have fun.
Yeah. And you have to be very concentrated and very calm.
Yeah.
And wait for your opportunity to attack. And
yeah.
And yeah, I think that's how I play the tough ones.
I don't know if this is accurate, but it seemed like a few times you'd look back where you felt like you should have hit a drop when you drove it. Is that a correct assessment of what you were thinking sometimes? Like he would just play a drop in there tight and have him go get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like three times he got my cross court, and I lose the point. So I think I had to do the drop shot. And yeah, also he was getting tired. So
yeah.
At the end, I was putting more drop shots and getting him more tired.
Yeah. Well, again, Diego, thanks for coming to Salt Lake. And everyone, including the other professionals, are very complimentary of your game. And so congratulations on your victory.
Thank you very much.